With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Summer camp. What sort of memories does that bring to mind when I say that word? For me, not much. I never went to summer camp. The time I was supposed to go, our teachers all went on strike and then told us kids that all the money we had raised and all the work that we had done to go to a camp was not going to happen because they felt that they weren't going to participate. So that was my summer camp memory. But many others have positive memories. They can be positive. They can be negative. They can be all over the board. Sometimes you can go into the world of horror movies and summer camp not necessarily being such a good thing with serial killers roaming around. But that's usually just in the movies. Or is it? On our next story, we hear about a summer camp and someone who was a counselor there, an employee there for several years. A camp and a facility and an area where the buildings were not always a summer camp. They were many different things over the course of 100 years. And some of the spirits from summers past still roaming, still looking for those residents, those campers of summers that have long, long passed. Take a listen. The church that I belong to owns a church camp. It was a resort and spa as far back as 1887 before the church bought it and had many owners over the years. Quite a few of the buildings are 100 years old or close to it, so they have a lot of history. I've been a camper there and an employee when I was 16 or 17. Here are the things I've had happen to me. The kitchen cafeteria building is over 100 years old and a very hot spot. At one point in history, it was a school for local children before public schools existed during the spa years. A little girl can be seen and heard in the dining area, running around and laughing. I've seen her while I was deeper in the building, laughing and turned around to see a small girl with long, light brown, wavy hair skipping past serving windows. That building is a two-story building with what used to be employee rooms on the second floor that are now just storage rooms. I hate going upstairs and will only go up with someone else. One day I was asked to go get something and no one was with me. I really did not want to go, but I braved it. While I was gathering the items, I had a vision and feeling of an angry man with tall boots that had gray pants tucked into them. I got the sense he was mad and, in my vision, was scared to look up past his pants to his face. I got scared and ran and told the people who had asked me to help them. They had to get their own stuff. Another time I was getting back late to camp and parked behind the kitchen so I would not wake anyone up driving to my cabin. I figured I'd sleep in my truck until the kitchen ladies came in at 5 a.m., seeing as it was already 1. So I laid in my truck, stargazing, relaxing, and heard an old-fashioned two-man saw. I could hear the back-and-forth noise as if the wood were being cut. I changed my mind and went to my cabin quickly. Next to that building was the office and upstairs guest rooms. During one camp that I was a counselor for, I'd call home on the payphone. This camp is in the deep mountains, so they do not get a great reception from most cell phone providers. One early morning, I'm using the phone, and this phone is tucked in behind the porch of the office. During my conversation on the phone with my husband, he asked me why I keep whispering between normal talking. But I was not whispering. Then I hear a rocking chair moving, and it's early, like 6 a.m. So no one is up and about yet. I asked him to wait and check the porch to see. There are no chairs moving. It wasn't even windy. So I told my hubby I loved him. I wrapped up fast and went on my way back to my cabin. I told the presence that it was nice to see them, but next time I use the phone, I need it quiet. Every time after that, I said good morning to it and told it I was using the phone, and then after told it goodbye and wished it a good day. It did not bother me any time after that. I smelled cigar smoke in the building I was alone in. Regardless, there's no smoking on the premises. I've heard footsteps in another building called Oak Lodge go past a door I was looking at. There was nobody, with the sound of footsteps and then the sound of that toilet flushing at the end of that hallway. The scariest thing I've had happen to me was during a reunion-type camp. My family and I were staying in a cabin together. Every night at 2 a.m., the screen door to that room would start repeatedly slamming for what seemed forever. Neither night, the wind was bad enough to cause doors to move, and both nights it felt like there was something or someone staring at me from a door connecting that room to an adjoining room. I prayed hard that night for God to be with me and to make this thing go away. I do not stay in that building anymore. My husband saw a child in the guest room above the office. This would have been 1999, and we were staying upstairs during a work camp. We were the only ones staying up there that weekend. He was using a half bath and had left the door open slightly since we were alone. He said the door creaked, which did not alarm him, but then from the halfway point, smashed shut with great force. He came out to see if I was playing a joke on him, and I was in our room. Then he heard a child laughing down the hall and saw a little black boy with no shoes, oversized pants, and a plain white shirt. Little boy ran into a room. He chased him, trying to figure out whose kid was running around the camp, but no one was in the room with the boy. There was no little boy in any room upstairs. It's important to note that during the early 1900s, black employees would have been employed to do cleaning and cooking tasks, while any white employees would have been the entertainment, waitstaff, and other roles that were less behind the scenes. I have no doubt this little boy was the ghost of a staff person who has not left. Other people have heard the boy call for his mama at night. I wish there was something I could do to help him be reunited with his mama, that I'm sure he's been looking for nearly 100 years.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.